We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Uma Tay. It's Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. Let's get right into today's top stories. As Halloween costumes go back into storage and porch jack-o'-lanterns start to shrivel up, the city of Urbana has a smashing plan for your leftover pumpkins. Literally. The Landscape Recycling Center is hosting its annual pumpkin smash this Saturday. Instead of tossing those old gourds in the garbage, residents are encouraged to bring them out and break them apart for compost. Composting pumpkins is more than just a fun stress reliever, it also helps the planet. When pumpkins end up in landfills, they release methane, a greenhouse gas more potent than carbon dioxide. Smashing them for compost gives them a second life and keeps emissions down. The pumpkin smash takes place Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1210 East University Avenue in Urbana. Entry costs between $5.25 and $10.50, depending on the size of your pumpkin haul. As the weather starts getting colder, if you're looking for something warm but also stylish for the winter, then visit the Champaign-Urbana Spinners and Weavers Guild annual show and sale. There, you'll find high-quality handmade goods like hats, cardigans, and scarves in all sorts of colors. But clothes aren't the only thing they offer. You can also find hand-woven baskets, kitchen linens, dyed textiles, and more. The event will be hosted at Hessel Park Christian Reformed Church on Friday from 3 to 8 p.m., and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. To see demonstrations of all the work the show and sale will offer, visit CUSWG.org. With the changing seasons and cooler weather coming in, things are heating up in the courts as the Illinois men's basketball team begins their season. Illinois opened the season in dominant fashion last night, absolutely thrashing Jackson State 113-55. Six players scored in double figures, and Illinois made 17 threes, which is one three short of the all-time school record. Freshman forward David Merkovich scored 19 points alongside 14 rebounds. Junior center Tomislav Ivicic scored 21 points. Illinois will look to keep this momentum going Friday night against Florida Gulf Coast. This game is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. at State Farm Center and will be broadcast on Peacock. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kyler Bowie, Kennedy Caldwell, and Joshua Applebaum. From WPGU News, this has been Uma Tay.